all of us here considering, of course I can have my orange juice and the 11 pints will sit there. But unfortunately, there are insecure young people out there who will succumb to peer pressure and possibly underage as well, and will not want to see their little orange juice sitting there and will feel absolutely dreadful over that, which is complete and utter rubbish, and they need to get over it and grow up a bit and learn to not give a damn.
Well, I think it's the people that are putting the pressure on them that need to grow up.
That does happen.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. I do agree with you. Yeah, it does happen.
Carrying them out to A&E.
Yeah.
No, I know. 100%. Or not left on the side of the road, you know?
No. But, you know, it's...
And that's a problem. Ask any paramedic who works over Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do agree with you, and you know, I just
Sean says, "How are you? I think myself that a lot of these underage people are now doing the 12 pubs. I've seen a group of young people recently do it, and they wrecked the place. They kicked bottles and rubbish all over the place. They knocked over a full wheelie bin. Young people should be barred from pubs. Full stop. It's an absolute disgrace."
Well, what are we talking about, young here now? Where's the
underage?
I'd say he probably means you, Josh.
No. Because you are not drinking the 12
pints. I'm the baby of the family.
And you always will be.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, underage people 100% should be and are meant to be banned from establishments and drinking alcohol. So, yeah, of course.
But I mean, if 12 people... Sorry, I'm sticking with this.
Right, no, stick with your 12. I didn't know. I don't think I have 11 friends that I could go...
12 people pile into the pub, right? And one of them is 17. Okay, they're all wearing the Christmas jumpers.
Well, that's another thing. And we were discussing this off air. You're wearing a Christmas jumper now and there's a group of you. There are a lot of establishments, particularly around the city, that won't entertain you.
Really?
Yes. I've seen it. Anne-Marie has seen it. I saw it last night.
I
think that's a thing publicans say to sound responsible.
No, I've seen it. I've seen it because what happens is...
So now they're discriminating against someone wearing a Christmas jumper?
No, they're
discriminating around people that are on the 8th pub, and as you were saying earlier, because...
Do you not think they judge an establishment?
No, an establishment...
Shouldn't a man or woman wearing a Christmas jumper be allowed to go into any establishment they wish?
I wore a Christmas jumper last night. I was allowed into the establishment.
But
this
listen
was the debate
now.
We had yesterday.
It was.
And I actually said, no, rubbish. If you're wearing a Christmas jumper, you're in the Christmas spirit. Last night I saw a group of about 7, 8 girls.
Yes.
Younger looking girls, all decked out with their jumpers, giggly and wobbly.
They
and
weren't
all
on their
that.
First pub now. It's important
and
to point that out.
They certainly were not in the first pub. And I turned around, I think I said it to you, I get what you mean. I could just see them coming.
Because
I could see 12 pubs written all over their heads.
The Christmas jumper aside, any establishment on any given night of the year reserves the right to not let somebody in if they're a bit worse for wear. And this is no different. And a lot of the time, they are worse for wear, and that's why they're not getting let in. It's not necessarily
and
the Christmas jumper.
And they're wearing
jumper.
Christmas jumpers.
And sometimes they aren't 18 either.
Tom's been in touch on 461995 saying, I think that the 12 pubs of Christmas is a complete load of nonsense. Just have a glass of beer. That at the end of the 12 pubs, you'll have had 6 pints over the night. But I mean, even 6 pints, that's a lot of pints.
I think it's a challenge for the younger people.